Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I did want to ask you, Paul, overnight we had Steve was breaking in on the at 4 o'clock this morning in the programming because he had some severe thunderstorm warnings. And so it was kind of wild this morning, maybe not as intense as we've seen in the past. What do you expect today?
A better day. In fact, you walk out, you can already feel the humidity coming down just a bit. And there is still a severe weather threat, though. Far southeastern Minnesota, we're tracking some storms, Owatonna to about Fairmont, pushing into Albert Lea. So Rochester, Winona, far southeast, there could still be a few rough storms. But I think the Twin Cities now out of the woods, winds shifting around more to the west, the real zone of troubled weather tracking to the east. But yesterday, Dave, unbelievable. The Storm Prediction Center came out with a severe storm watch at about 4:45. We talked about it during the 5 o'clock hour. We mentioned a possibility of a couple of tornadoes. And then, you know, 5:30, 5:45, it just erupted over Otter Tail County. And these were Kansas-size tornadoes, some as big as EF3, winds estimated up to 165. And it was a reminder to me as a meteorologist that things can happen on fast forward here in the upper Midwest. I was amazed how quickly these storms erupted. And it really is a reminder to all of us that even if it's a severe thunderstorm watch, you can't let your guard down. You can get big tornadoes, even if there isn't a tornado watch, but a severe storm watch. So just a crazy day. Touchdowns, Dalton, Vining, again, near Ashby up in Otter Tail County. And then there was another cluster of tornadoes in Crow Wing County. The Storm Prediction Center, this is preliminary. They have to literally go out and survey. They have to walk the scene to make sure, was it straight line winds or was it a tornado? But Pine Center, Garrison, possible touchdown south of Mission, again, Crow Wing County also hit, not hit as hard as Grant and Otter Tail County, but just a crazy, crazy day after a crazy day of heat. Heat index of 108 yesterday in St. Peter. I saw 107 in Orono, 104 in Edina. When there's that much heat and moisture in the air, bad things can happen. And yeah, you're right. The storms weakened as they pushed into the metro, which often happens late at night. It's really around the dinner hour that tornadoes are most likely to pop up.
Well, Paul, appreciate the insight into the weather. And also, as long as I got you, I'm going to bring in another meteorologist. His name is Brad Nelson. And Brad also is a storm chaser and follows these. Bradley, good morning. How are you doing?
Terrific. Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, I'm still stunned. I happen to see a couple of your pictures. I saw them online, and I appreciate you taking our call this morning. But you have a picture of that area of the tornado. It's a fabulous picture. And in the midst of the funnel cloud, Brad, there's a beautiful rainbow.
Yeah, that was something else. You don't get that. That was pretty special. You know, first off, I just want to, you know, I'm pretty saddened by the news of a fatality yesterday. That was rather unfortunate. That's not something any of us want to see, but you know, yeah, seeing that that tornado in the background and then a rainbow in the front, I mean, you got to be in the right place in the right time for something like that. Yeah,
and that was a significant sighting for you, was it not, as far as numbers of tornadoes you've chased?
Yeah, it was. Actually, you know, I've been chasing pretty regularly since 2007, and that was my number 100th tornado. And I chase as a tour guide for a storm chasing tour company, Silver Lining Tours, and you know, I go out on my own, and you know, with other meteorologists and my wife, and I've been chasing for years. And yeah, being number 100 in my home state and having it be that prolific of a tornado was pretty special. Yeah.
How do you stay safe?
Well, really, it's all about knowledge and reading the storm. You know, I've had years of experience. I am a meteorologist and have that knowledge of what a storm is going to do. But you know, really, it's all about reading the storm as well. So it's like, you know, a lot of these storms, they typically move southwest to northeast, but you really got to be careful, especially with these strong tornadoes like this, because they can change direction and everything, and pick up speed. And I've seen that before. But you know, this you know, tornado was kind of slow moving and wasn't shifting path all that much. It was pretty much a straight line. So we were able to drive up right behind it and view that tornado. So that's how we're able to stay safe. It's just being in the right position and thinking, you know, thinking about 3, 4, 5 turns ahead and staying out of the way.
Is that you in the Superman T-shirt I saw in one of those photos?
Yeah, with my COVID-19 mask too.
You were physically distanced from the tornado. The tornado wasn't going to get COVID. I would ask you this, Brad. I know we're running out of time here, unfortunately, but it's great having you and Paul both on. I wish I had more time to continue the discussion. But if someone wants to see those pictures, which are just absolutely stunning, is there anywhere they can go to see those?
Yeah, so I do have them on my Twitter account, Brad_NATO, if you want to see those there. They are on my Facebook account if you want to look up Brad Nelson. But, yeah, I also have a website, which I'll post photos and video. It's iOnTheTwister.com. And then I have a YouTube channel, Brad Nelson 100, as well.
Okay, well, Brad, we'll link that, too, on our Facebook page and all the stuff here and share them. Perfect. On WCCOradio.com. Boy, I appreciate you coming on. I wish we had a ton more time. I got a million more questions along for you and Paul. But in the meantime, thanks for taking our call this morning. I appreciate that. Have a safe day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yep, thanks for having me on. And call me anytime.
Yeah. I will do that. I'll take advantage of that. Thank you, Paul Douglas, as well.
Hey, my pleasure, Dave. Hang in there.
Okay.
Well done, Brad.
Yep. I'll look forward to seeing you or listening to 3 o'clock as well. It's Brad and Paul. This is our meteorologist here on WCCO this morning as we approach 9 o'clock in the news, and then Corey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.